From Greenville, South Carolina, we present Let the Bible Speak. Let the Bible Speak is the radio ministry of Faith Free Presbyterian Church, preaching Christ in all His fullness.
Once again, we count it a privilege to welcome you to another broadcast of Let the Bible Speak, featuring the messages of Dr. Alan Cairns, Minister Emeritus of Faith Free Presbyterian Church in Greenville, South Carolina. Continuing his series in the book of Romans, Dr. Cairns brings the final portion of a message called, Will Christians Face Their Sins at the Judgment? Part of his treatment of the theme, The Principles of Divine Judgment. The text is found in chapter 2, verses 6 through 10, which speak of God rendering to every man according to his deeds. As we've seen, there are two aspects of this text that have caused concern for believers. The first is the assumption that somehow Christ's blood atones only for the sins a person committed before salvation. Dr. Cairns has been at pains to make clear that this view is totally erroneous, because the Bible teaches that the blood of Jesus Christ cleanses Christians from all sin, past, present, and future. When believers appear before Christ at the judgment seat, it will be their godly character, not their sins, which He will examine. God has placed within His people a desire for glory and honor and immortality. That is the goal and the purpose of their lives. True believers in Jesus Christ can be encouraged by the fact that God will find something to reward in every Christian because He has put it there. Dr. Cairns will be with us shortly. Before he comes, we invite your attention to this brief devotional thought from C.H. Spurgeon's collection called Faith's Checkbook. Today's selection is called Among the Redeemed. The text is Numbers 23 and verse 9. Lo, the people shall dwell alone and shall not be reckoned among the nations. Who would wish to dwell among the nations and to be numbered with them? Why, even the professing church is such that to follow the Lord fully within its bounds is very difficult. There is such a mingling and mixing that one often sighs for a lodge in some vast wilderness. Certain it is that the Lord would have His people follow a separated path as to the world, and come out decidedly and distinctly from it. We are set apart by the divine decree, purchase, and calling, and our inward experience has made us greatly to differ from the men of the world. And therefore our place is not in their vanity fair, nor in their city of destruction, but in the narrow way where all true pilgrims must follow their Lord. This may not only reconcile us to the world's cold shoulder and sneers, but even cause us to accept them with pleasure as being a part of our covenant portion. Our names are not in the same book. We are not of the same seed. We are not bound for the same place. Neither are we trusting to the same guide. Therefore, it is well that we are not of their number. Only let us be found in the number of the redeemed, and we are content to be odd and solitary to the end of the chapter.
But all earthly pleasures, of sin and sorrow here below, and eternity, how dark without him, only night and tears and endless woe. What though I might live without the Savior, when I come to die, how will it be? Oh, to face the valley's gloom without him, and without him all eternity. Him I gain the world, but not the Savior. Would my gain be worth the lifelong strife? Worth comparing to a moment of a Christ-filled life. Have you any room for Jesus, he who bore your load of sin, as he knocks and asks admission, sinner, will you let him in? Room for Jesus, King of glory. Hasten now, his word obey. Swing your hearts more widely open.
What is it that constitutes revival? Is it a week of special meetings held at a local church? Is it an organized effort at door-to-door evangelism? Certainly, the greatest revival in the history of the Christian church took place on the day of Pentecost. Down through the centuries, there have been remarkable visitations of God during which thousands were gloriously saved. Times such as the Protestant Reformation, the revivals in England and Wales under John Wesley and George Whitefield, the Great Awakening in America, associated with Jonathan Edwards, were times of genuine spiritual revival. The common factor in all of these events was an undeniable demonstration of the power of God rather than the ingenuity of man. In the early 1950s, such a revival occurred on the Isle of Lewis, one of the Hebrides off the west coast of Scotland. In the course of several years, hundreds of people were converted to Christ, and many churches had to be built to take care of them. Again, the Holy Spirit of God came down in power. The preacher during those days was the Reverend Duncan Campbell. Yet what took place on Lewis was not due to his pulpit skills, but to the overwhelming moving of God among the people. Strong men, hardened sinners who mocked the preacher, were suddenly struck to their knees under conviction of sin. Young people in a local dance hall left their frivolity and ran to the churches, crying for mercy upon their souls. Let the Bible Speak is pleased to make available CD copies of the personal testimonies of people who came to salvation in Jesus Christ during those revival times on the Isle of Lewis. Also, we offer a CD containing Duncan Campbell's own account of that remarkable visitation by God. The CDs are $5 each, which includes postage and handling. Or you may order both CDs for just $8. To obtain your own copy, you may simply send a check for either or both CDs made out to Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. Just request the CDs of The Revival on the Isle of Lewis. If you wish, you may email ltbs@freepres.org. That's ltbs@freepres.org. Or you may telephone us toll-free at 866-877-LTBS. That's 866-877-5827. You will be greatly blessed as you listen to these accounts of the power of God at work.
Listen, men and women, if we are creatures for eternity, and if we have eternity in our hearts, and if we're seeking that glory and honor and immortality and that eternal life, and if this is the development of Christian character, then that character is going to reach out to a lost, guilty world on its way to a lost eternity. And as I said this morning, we are not going to hide behind the decree of election and make it an excuse for doing nothing and hard-heartedly allowing the world to go to hell. A passion for eternity, a developed Christian character will give us a desire, whether by prayer or giving or going or working or witnessing or whatever God lays to our hand, to have a part in the mighty drama of winning the world for Christ. This is what God rewards, and the reward of such a character and such a passion will definitely be graciously given. As I will point out when we look at the big problem that we face in this passage, and it's so big I will leave it to a whole night of its own. God's reward of what He sees in us will not be because by doing this and doing that and doing the other thing we have merited it, but God's reward will be in keeping with, it will be corresponding to that fully developed character of grace that He has wrought within us. Every Christian will be in heaven Every Christian will have a part in the kingdom. But not every Christian, or every Christian will not occupy the same place. Every Christian will not have the same position or the same, if you want it, status. Don't let that surprise you. All angels are angels, are they not? All angels are perfect. All angels are happy. But all angels are not archangels. And so it will be, and I'm anticipating a little here. So it will be. The reward will be corresponding to or in keeping with that developed character of grace that He has wrought within us. Now I see the importance of what we do. Far from driving us to despair, this should say to you and me, I may never be great. I don't have this talent, that talent, the other talent. So what? I'm a Christian. And grace can have its perfect work in me. Though I'm so very limited, God can work in me a work of grace to fit me for glory, to make me the best possible servant of Christ, not only in this world, but in the world which is to come. I hope you'll take this seriously. Start to ask yourself the fundamental question. If this is a mark of a Christian, if this is the definitive mark of the Christian in Romans chapter 2, this passion for eternity, this seeking for glory, honor, and immortality and eternal life, if this is the definitive mark of a Christian, not walking the aisle, not joining the church, not getting baptized, not none of these things, this is the mark of the Christian. Not just witnessing, giving out tracts, doing. That's not the definitive mark of a Christian. This is what defines a Christian. If that is so, do I find it in my heart? Has God made that ultimate change in my heart? Am I a pilgrim bound for glory? That's where to start the questioning. And don't move off that question until you know that you are in Christ. Then when you know that, then you can proceed. This is where God has put me. To the world, it's insignificant. God has put me here not to make me great, but to make me godly. Now understand that. He has put me here not to make me great, but to make me godly. And He can do it through the circumstances into which He brings me. And that is what He is going to reward. May God give us grace to live with eternity's values in view. It's a solemn thing. It's also a glorious thing, a wonderful thing. Gives every one of us the opportunity of showing forth Christ in the here and now, knowing that we're going to see Him in the sweet by and by. Let's bow our heads in prayer. Let's all pray. Our gracious God and our Father in heaven, we thank Thee tonight for free grace, sovereign, saving, grace in Christ. We thank Thee for the merits of the precious shed blood of the Lord Jesus. We thank Thee that in Him, even as we were singing tonight, we have a perfect righteousness. We think, O Lord, the words of the other hymn we so often sing, Jesus, Thy blood and righteousness, my beauty are, my glorious dress. Midst flaming worlds in these arrayed, with joy shall I lift up my head. We rejoice tonight in the finished work of Christ our Savior. And O Lord, we thank Thee that we commit our souls entirely unto Him. We need no other argument. We need no other plea. It is enough that Jesus died and that He died for me. We do bless Thee and praise Thee for His merit. And we thank Thee, Lord, for the change that grace makes in a soul. We thank Thee, our God, that if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. We thank Thee that Thou dost put in the heart of every believer this orientation toward eternity. O God, we bless Thee for that glorious change. When Thou didst find us, we were so wrapped up in ourselves, self-centered, self-pleasing, and self-deluding sinners, living for the moment, going to a lost eternity. But, O God, Thou didst graciously save us and change us. And, O Lord, we thank Thee that Thou hast now set our trust not in self but in Christ. And Thou hast made God and not ourselves the chief end of our existence. We bless Thee, our God, for this reorientation of the inmost man. We bless God for a passion for eternity. Lord, help us to live as pilgrims. We pray that Thou wilt work within us wherever we are in life, wherever we are in service. Lord, work within us that character of grace, that godliness of heart, that likeness to Christ. O Lord, we pray, work within us that which pleases Thee. And enable us, O Lord, move to holy reverence by the greatness of God, to live lives of integrity that will lead men to believe, not in us, but in our Savior. Remember any here tonight who have religious profession but of no heart, desire after God or grace or Christ or eternal glory? Lord, remember any whose only interest in the gospel is to have some sort of an insurance policy from hell while they wish to live as those who are going to hell. O God, have mercy to bring the lost to Christ. Grant that this Sabbath evening Thou wilt give saving faith, true repentance to such hearts. Bless us now as we sever or separate one from another. Bless us, O God, with that constant, solemn, yet glorious sense of Thy presence. Be with us in our hearts and be with us in our homes. Be with us in the public square, that there we may witness a good confession of faith. Give meaning, O Lord, in the light of eternity, to every one of us in the smallest things of our lives. Grant, O Lord, that we may embrace every circumstance as an opportunity to be more fully conformed to the image of Thy dear Son. So part us with thy blessing. Keep us in thy fear, the beginning of all knowledge and wisdom. Grant that thy grace and mercy and peace will be our everlasting portion. We ask in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, through the merits of his shed blood. Amen.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We hope that you've enjoyed and benefited from today's program. We're here as your servants for Christ's sake. If we can be of any further help to you in the things of God, we invite you to contact us. If you would like to receive our booklet, A New Beginning, a booklet that sets forth God's way of salvation in clear, concise, and biblical ways, you may have it free of charge, simply for the asking. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. If you wish, you may call us toll-free at 1-866-877-LTBS. That's 1-866-877-5827. You may email us at info@faithfpc.org. That's info@faithfpc.org. Also, we invite you to visit our website at www.faithfpc.org. If you would be interested in considering the establishment of a Free Presbyterian Church in your area, by all means, let us know. Once again, you may call us toll-free at 1-866-877-5827. On behalf of Dr. Alan Cairns, this is Charles Kelch saying thank you for listening and inviting you to join us Monday through Friday at this same time as we Let the Bible Speak.